So we'll just start by relaxing and breathing. Breathing and relaxing. Letting go of the getting here and simply being here now. Being in this space of ease and peace. The space of comfort. The space of love. And feeling the love in this place. We can hear the sound of happy children in the background. It's probably the swimming pool. Lots of happy children's voices and laughter. And so we connect with the happiness of little children, the innocence and the openness and the willingness to see life as an endless adventure. Life is always something new. And this year, with the spring, I realized how much I've been celebrating every day something new. The first flowers, the first budding on the tree, the first return of the bird that migrates. Each of the firsts of this year, the first of this year, is an exciting thing for me now. I don't remember that in past years, but I am tapping more and more into that excitement of firsts. The first breath of the day, the first sip of water, the first cup of coffee, the first bite of ice cream, the first smile that I see in each day, the first squirrel that I see on my walk. Yesterday was the first day the pool was open for 2015, and I got to put my feet in the water for the first time in 2015. Almost froze my ankles, but it was worth it because it was the first of this year. And every day there is a first. Every moment we can create a first. So let's feel the excitement, the eagerness, the optimism, the enthusiasm of little children approaching life as one first after another. One first and another. Something to learn, something to play with, someone to meet, something to taste, something to explore, something to build, something to create, something to color. Coloring. I love colors. I remember when there were just a few colors, and then there were 16 colors, and then there were 64 colors, and then computers came out with millions of colors. And I love the expansiveness of life. So let's tap into the feeling of energy expanding. Noticing in your body what feels like energy expanding. A deep breath feels to me like energy expanding. A focus on my heart feels to me like energy expanding. A brilliant new idea feels like energy expanding. A wonderful piece of music feels like energy expanding. The urge to get up and dance is energy expanding. And impulses that I get, intuitions, are energy expanding. The urge to connect with a friend, to pick up the phone, or to send a text or an email, that's energy expanding. A fresh new idea about anything is energy expanding. And 17 seconds into that fresh new idea, there's another idea that comes and joins it, and that's energy expanding. The manifestation of something we want is energy expanding. Feeling that excitement about something that just dropped into our lap that was a surprise and a delight. Synchronicities are energy expanding. So let's just breathe and relax. And experience energy expanding right now. Allow yourself to think a thought that feels expansive. What kind of thoughts feel expansive? Thoughts of love, thoughts of learning, thoughts of the universe, thoughts of the laws of the universe feel expanding. Abraham said, when we go general, it's easier to feel good. So those are thoughts that are expanding, because it's expanding thoughts that feel good. And sometimes we can focus more and more narrowly, like a laser, and feel energy expanding. So narrowing in on a piece of information that we've been looking at is, in a sense, energy that feels like it's contracting, but it's actually energy focusing. It's a stronger energy, not a smaller energy. When we get more and more and more focused in a positive direction, because the positive direction is the feeling of expansion, not the narrowness or generality of the topic usually. So we allow ourselves to explore focus. Focusing on something we want purely feels good. Let's think about some really general things that we want. We want to feel good. And it usually feels really good to think about feeling good. Feels good to think about smiling. Feels good to think about laughing. Feels good to think about connecting. Feels good to think about being healthy. Feels good to feel vital and alive. Feels good to feel eager and enthusiastic. Feels good to feel positive and optimistic. Feels good to be delighted with life. Feels good to appreciate. Feels good to connect with gratitude. Feels good to give thanks. So just breathing and relaxing and spending a moment just thinking about feeling good, feeling open, feeling receptive. And so what this meditation is about is generating emotions on purpose, flowing in one direction or another that takes us toward emotions that feel good. And there are hundreds of paths of least resistance for feeling good in any moment. We can choose lots and lots and lots of topics that feel good. Sometimes in life we've been trained to choose the one topic that doesn't feel good and worry it to death. But we've learned that that's not productive. So let's explore some ideas about finding topics that feel good on purpose and generating emotion on purpose. It's what Abraham now calls unconditional love, is generating the emotion on purpose, allowing ourselves to feel good on purpose, regardless of the conditions. In this moment, I feel really good, even though there are lots of noise in the background, because that happy sound of children eager, shouting, having fun, that's a beautiful memory in my life. And so we are connecting with that energy of feeling good, listening to the sounds of the little kids and finding a way to feel good in this moment, feeling eager and happy and having fun just on the sound of those happy little young voices, allowing that eagerness, that joy, that willingness to celebrate life fill our hearts and open our minds to equal eagerness and willingness and celebration of life within ourselves. We have that beautiful golden child within us that knows how to celebrate life, that loves to romp and play and run and jump and climb and learn and grow. Growing is such a wonderful thing, and we can grow at any age. We might not grow in stature, but we can surely grow in intelligence and in loving and in eagerness for life and in enjoyment and in celebration and in wonder and in curiosity. We can grow in ease and flow and receptivity and peace. We can grow in learning to love life even more exuberantly. There is always room to grow. And it's fun to approach life as an opportunity to play and to grow through play. And so today is the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and I was thinking about playing with Memorial Day. And for lots of people, Memorial Day is an opportunity to honor people who've gone forward into non-physical already in their lives, to honor the military and the country and freedom. So many things to honor and appreciate about Memorial Day. But today, I'm playing with Memorial Day, so what I want to do is play with some memories. This is a memorial meditation, because we're going to play with some memories and milk them for the emotions and allow ourselves to generate emotions through happy memories. So I'd like to give you the opportunity to think about memories from when you were young and see if you can generate some emotion by thinking about memories. And so I invite you to think of a memory of something related to sports when you were young. Might have been swimming or baseball or football or tennis. It might have been badminton or marbles or hopscotch. But something in your childhood that has a happy memory associated with it, playing something related to sports. See if you can tap into that eager young body, that willingness to move, perhaps the joy of being outside, perhaps the joy of being with friends, perhaps the joy of learning new skills or playing on a team. Or maybe the joy of being in the stands during a game and cheering for your team and watching them win. Abraham says on Sundays there's more happy people in the football stadium than there is in the churches. Sports are a marvelous opportunity for those who like them to play or to watch play, to experience. So see what emotions you can connect with a happy feeling regarding sports. The first thing I thought of when I thought about doing this meditation was boats. Oh, I love boats. So see if you can remember some time in your life related to boats. It could be model boats or bathtub boats or canoes or kayaks or cruise ships, speed boats or water skiing. I love boats. I can come up with happy memories of all of those things and more. See if you can conjure a happy memory and some playful emotions regarding boats. And while we're on the subject of boats, let's try water. Continue with boats if that pleases you, because that includes water. But if you'd like, you can move on to ponds and creeks and streams and fountains, water fountains and oceans. Thinking about positive emotions regarding water. Abraham did a whole year on flowing downstream. I always remember that when I think about water and how good it feels to relax and flow. So we only have a couple of minutes left, so let's try happy memories regarding beauty, seeing something that's beautiful to you, maybe even you. Seeing the beauty in yourself would feel good. But imagine beauty. What comes to mind when you think of beauty? Beautiful skies, beautiful vistas, beautiful clothing, beautiful homes, beautiful landscaping, beautiful flower arrangements, beautiful trees. What's beautiful for you? Beautiful animals. Taking our last couple of minutes to focus on a more abstract idea that generates memories. Thinking on things that are lovely. Beautiful faces, beautiful smiles, beautiful countries, beautiful countryside. So much beauty in life. So much beauty in our connection to Source. So we're just relaxing, breathing and relaxing as we did at the beginning. Feeling the exquisite nature of life, the beauty and harmony that ever exists at the center of all of the activity. And learning to generate emotions on purpose, just because it's fun. Playing with emotions is fun. and it's probably the greatest skill we could develop in this lifetime, because it makes us unconditional lovers. Because we can move beyond whatever conditions we're in and generate how we want to feel anyway. And as we generate how we want to feel, law of attraction brings us more to feel that way about. And I love choosing to feel playful and joyful and receptive and free. Life is good. We are blessed. Everything always works out for us. And in knowing this, we smile and we stretch and we just breathe. Once again, consciously relax, trusting the well-being that's right here, right now. And we move out of this meditative space back into the space of awareness. Feeling good. Feeling alive. Feeling aware. It is good. And so it is.